magician just standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, April the 16th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And I must say, we have a target-rich environment for many topics of discussion today. Not sure which way we will go. We got the Secret Service scandal. We got the GSA scandal. We got a financial scandal. We have a Ron Paul scandal. So let's start off with that other scandal called the financial markets. Dow Jones posting a 70-point gain today based on robust U.S. retail sales data that came out this morning. Dow closing at 12,849. NASDAQ got hit because Apple stocks closed below $600, which is unfortunate because there was a little celebration in downtown San Jose on a Saturday as a first Apple store opened its doors. Much to my glee, I might add. And I did what I knew I would do if an Apple store ever opened in Baja California. I would place an order for a new MacBook Pro, because the current version I have, unfortunately, it's getting a little long in the tooth. Anyway, outside of that, we will be back after this with the rest of the day's numbers.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Sit down, take a look at yourself. Someday somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide.
Have you heard
about the flip side on this Monday, April the 16th? Not that you want me to remind you of the date today, because you all know what it means. Yes, 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 yes. Easy for me to say, living in Baja, California. The U.S. dollar was marginally stronger today. U.S. dollar index closing at 79.56. Crude oil higher by 23 cents at 103.16. I'm not sure if the report out of Israel had anything to do with the rise in oil prices. But last night, a major Israeli television station broadcast a detailed report on how Israel will go about attacking Iran's nuclear facilities in the event that diplomacy and sanctions fail. Not much reporting in the U.S. on that Israeli report last night. Gold closed down $5.60 at $16.53. Silver closed up 3 cents at $31.63. Platinum off $10 at $15.81. And palladium higher by $7 at $6.56. Couple of interesting stories to direct your attention to on my website today. One that I found most amusing is entitled, "Anyone with Half a Brain Should See That a Gigantic Economic Collapse is Coming." And what I found of interest in this particular article was that it featured a video with Tony Robbins, Mr. Motivation. I've followed many of these motivational speakers over the years, and Tony Robbins is, I guess, one of the best. And if memory serves me, he obviously impressed Bill Clinton during the Clinton administration, because he used to show up fairly often at Clinton's gatherings. However, this time Tony Robbins is using his skills in a very different manner, and that is pointing out how large the U.S. Debt is, which today sits at $15.6 trillion, and rising, by the way, at a rate of about $150 billion an hour. He also highlights some interesting factoids that the Obama administration has accumulated more debt since he's been in office than the U.S. government accumulated debt from 1776 to 1995. The United States now has a debt-to-GDP ratio of over 100%. And we also last week spoke about Egan Jones once again downgrading U.S. debt once again. That'll more than likely become a reality come August, when another debt ceiling increase will be necessary. Also interesting to note over the weekend that Timmy Geithner was on Meet the Depressed, where he stated that the U.S. Is not as bad as Greece, and there's no risk of that. Let's also just remind you that Timmy Geithner also said that the U.S. would never lose its AAA credit rating 4 months prior to the S&P downgrade. His actual words at the time were, there's no risk of that happening. Well, he said it again this weekend. There's no risk that the U.S. could be worse than Greece in 2 years. Well, after you read the article, about anyone with half a brain should see that a gigantic economic collapse is coming, should pretty much answer that question for you. Also of note, and I just say this because you know I'm in the camp of the triple-digit silver price, the folks over at SilverDoctor.com did an interview with Keith Neumeyer, who is the CEO of First Majestic Silver. And he stated in the interview, I have to admit, I'm a triple-digit silver guy. And yes, I am as well. So, interesting, interview with Keith Neumeier. And that brings me to, real briefly, an email I received over the weekend asking me about what is a better investment, silver eagles or Morgan dollars? At first, when I got the email, I thought to myself, now, that's an interesting question, asking me what I think is a better silver play, Morgan dollars or silver eagles. And so I started doing a little research. And it came to my attention that a number of gold and silver companies are touting the benefits of Morgan dollars. Now, first, let me state this, as I've stated many times. Whenever a gold and silver company touts a specific investment, they are doing it for a very good reason. And it always boils down to their profit margin. Because profit margin is what keeps gold and silver companies alive. When a gold and silver company sells regular bullion coins, such as American Eagles or American Silver Eagles for that matter, versus numismatic coins, they will always defer to numismatic coins just simply because the profit margin in numismatic coins is substantially greater than it is for bullion. And so the argument for Morgan dollars over silver eagles is a very interesting story in and of itself. And we will have that for you after this break.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Side for this Monday, April the 16th, answering on air a question I got via email over the weekend in asking what is the better investment, silver Morgan dollars or American gold eagles. The reason I sometimes answer questions I receive on email on the air is because, as I've said many times before, I have one regret in my life, and that I never took typing lessons when I was at school. So I am like many, I'm a pecker. In other words, I'm a two-finger operator. So to respond to the question would take me hours to type out. So let me just say the history of the Morgan dollar is pretty interesting. They started minting the Morgan dollars in 1878, and they minted them for about 40 years up till around 1921. And the government minted hundreds of millions Morgan dollars, in large part because of an act of Congress. Congress insisted the government buy all the silver being mined from the Comstock mine in Nevada. And so the mint ended up minting millions of Morgan silver dollars every month. The interesting thing to note, of all the Morgan dollars that were minted during that period, less than 10% of them ever went into circulation. The government stopped Morgan production in 1919. And so the government was sitting on hundreds of millions of uncirculated silver dollars. Then in 1918, the same Congress passed the Pittman Act, which authorized the government to melt down $250 million Morgan dollars. These coins were melted into bars and sold to England because England needed the silver for the war effort in World War One. And so for many years, millions of Morgan dollars sat in treasury vaults. And then in 1962, the feds decided to unload their inventory and they told the citizenry that if you would turn in your $1 silver certificates, they would exchange it for a Morgan dollar. And a lot of people took advantage of this. I've actually met people who would take their silver certificates and go down to the San Francisco Mint and exchange them for silver dollars. But sometime after 64, even Treasury ran out of silver dollars, and the folks who showed up to exchange their silver certificates were given vials of silver. Wasn't even a coin. Now, there's no question when silver hit $50 an ounce in 1980, a lot of Morgan dollars were melted down, lost forever. So there is a legitimate argument to say that uncirculated Morgan dollars are, by the exact definition of what a numismatic coin is, are rare coins per se, because there's not many Morgan dollars still in uncirculated condition. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, my daddy taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when it don't go your way. See all these big shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions, and it's up to me and you to come.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, answering a listener's question about what's better, mortgage dollars or silver dollars. And let me just say this, Morgan dollars in uncirculated condition are, by definition, rare coins, because there's not a lot of them out there. Besides the meltdown that the government did in 1918, and subsequently the meltdown when silver hit $50 an ounce in 1980, took out a great many of the original Morgan dollars. Between 1980 and today, many more Morgan dollars have found their way into the smelter. Coin dealers, by and large, go through all their bags of dollar bags, if you will, and they pull out the good ones, and the circulated ones, or the ones that are damaged, usually find their way to the smelter. So I was interested in why the listener wanted my opinion on what is better, a Morgan dollar or a American Eagle. And I managed to find out that he was contacted by a coin dealer who was attempting to sell him 20 MS64 Morgan dollars for $2,920. Now, MS64 Morgans meet the criteria for a uncirculated coin, and there's no question an MS64 Morgan looks as good as a recently minted U.S. Eagle. But if you break down the cost of 20 MS64 Morgans, it comes in at around about $146 a piece. Now, that's an expensive silver coin. If you wanted to purchase, and let me give you an example. If you wanted to purchase a brilliant uncirculated pre-1921 Morgan dollars, from a Republic Trading Group, 20 coins would run you round about $750 for a roll of 20. Not much difference, if you will, if you wanted to buy a roll of Silver Eagles. And for the record, let me just do quick math here. A roll of Silver Eagles today would run you $700 plus shipping. So could I honestly tell you that Silver Eagles are better than Morgans? Well, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So you got to make a decision whether or not you want to spend $2,900 for 20 MS64 Morgans, or would you rather spend $700 for a roll of Silver Eagles? So I can't really answer the question as to what is better. It's like asking someone which of their two kids do they love the most. So I hope that helped answer that question as best I could. All I can say is this: I'm firmly in the camp of the triple-digit silver guy like First Majestic CEO Keith Neumeyer. And I think any pullbacks that you see in silver price should be your criteria for adding to your silver stash. I think we have been given a wonderful opportunity to accumulate real money as we watch this financial game play out. And yes, I would go as far as to say, if you are having a hard time wrapping your head around what $15 trillion in debt is all about, go watch the Tony Robbins video that's connected to the article, anyone with half a brain should see a gigantic economic collapse is coming. And make your decision based on not only reading that article, but watching the Tony Robbins video. Now let's deal with a couple of other issues that cropped up over the weekend. There were a lot of people making hay of a statement that Ron Paul made about Israel over the weekend, accusing Ron Paul of capitulating to the Zionist lobby because of the statement he made to a reporter concerning whether Israel should move its embassy to Tel Aviv. And I have to say, it's much ado about nothing. Ron Paul's position concerning Israel has been pretty much consistent with the views that he's held for many years. So I didn't see how his statement about moving the U.S. embassy to Tel Aviv, or Israel's making the decision to declare Tel Aviv as the capital. He's often said what Israel can do, what Israel wants to do. He is not taking a position pro or anti-Zionist in any way, shape, or form. He hasn't flip-flopped in any way. But it seems as though there's a lot of folks on the right that want to make hay of Ron Paul's statements. And in large part, the criticism comes from the usual suspects, Newsmax.com and WorldNet Daily. Don't ask me what their motivation is behind that, but it is pretty much a non-event. What is an event about Israel that nobody seems to want to touch, least of all Newsmax.com and WorldNet Daily, is what Charles Colson told us on Friday about what is called Flytilla, that over the weekend there were a number of activists in support of Palestine that were attempting to fly into Israel in support of the Palestinians. And how Israel had pressured many airlines not to allow people wanting to fly to Israel to board the plane, identifying them as quasi-terrorists who were going to Israel for the sole purpose of supporting the Palestinians. Well, it turns out that a number of airlines did exactly that over the weekend and banned a lot of travelers from flying to Israel. Now, this is amazing in and of itself when you think about it, and has received scant media attention. Can you imagine if, for instance, you wanted to fly into London? However, the British government denied you entry into Great Britain because sometime in the past you had shown some sort of solidarity with the folks in Scotland who were looking to secede from the crown, and thereby denied your ability to fly to Great Britain. You would have worldwide repercussions against Great Britain for that. But there was little, if any, media attention paid to this by the mainstream media in the U.S. I wonder why. That Israel can basically criminalize travel to the West Bank. Obviously, Israel is very concerned about anybody shining light on what is going on in Palestine, outside of not letting anybody in to see for themselves exactly what Israel's doing over there. I also found it interesting on a another note how little attention has been paid to a noted German Nobel laureate who wrote a controversial poem on Israel and Iran. His name is Günter Grass. Now, Günter Grass did the unforgivable. Here's a German that criticizes Israel. That in and itself could be classified as a hate crime. But Günter Grass's poem talked about the double standards, if you will, between the current debate on Iran and its nuclear program, and Israel's nuclear program. Because if the West is demanding inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities, why aren't they demanding the same for Israel's nuclear facilities that have never been inspected since day one? And the ironic thing is, even you can find these articles it's posted on my website.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. Times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, April the 16th. You know, as I've often said, I like people who think outside of the box. And one guy who thinks outside of the box more often than not is Gordon Duff, senior editor from Veterans Today. And he had a great article today talking about the big scandal of the Secret Service in Colombia being busted for not paying a hooker for services rendered. And he goes, was this really about the hookers not getting paid, or was it more insidious? And I have to say, I agree with him on this one. That whole story just doesn't compute. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye, or what the media wants us to believe, that a few rogue agents were simply blowing off some steam because of the intense pressure that they are under in protecting the life of the president. No, this is another one of those stories that more than likely is going to take a few months before we even get close to, not that we will ever, find out what the real circumstances were. And so you can find the Gunter Grass article and the Assassination Columbia and the triple-digit silver guy, Keith Neumeier's interview posted on my website, together with the report out of Israel about its planned attack on Iran. And stand by for Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, coming up at the top of the hour, but we'll do this again tomorrow, my friends. It should be another interesting day, to say the least. Till then, see you back.